The leaders of millions of Hanafis, Sayyidina Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, used to trade in order to earn halal livelihood. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was a prominent cloth trader and would follow Islamic principles while trading. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, even as a trader, would do good to Muslims and do them favors. Sayyidina Hafs bin Abdul Rahman, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has stated, Sayyidina Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, would do trade with me, and while sending me goods, he would tell me, "Oh Hafs, such and such cloth has some defects. Mention it to the buyer when you sell it." Once, Sayyidina Hafs, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, sold the goods of trade but forgot to tell the individual the defect when he sold it. When Sayyidina Imam Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, learnt about it, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, gave the amount of the entire cloth as sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, you've heard how careful and cautious Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was about earning halal livelihood, about earning halal money, and refraining from morsel of haram and doubtful things. Undoubtedly, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi knew that haram and doubtful things can bring no blessings at all, whereas blessings lie completely in halal and pure things. Perhaps for this reason, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh did not like to keep the earnings from the sold cloth and donated all of them in the path of Allah azza wa jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, those whose purpose of life is to accumulate wealth and increase bank balance without differentiating between halal and haram, sometimes these people are driven by pure greed for wealth. Remember, the more wealth the person possesses, the greater accountability he is going to face in the Day of Judgment. Always avoid haram things and try to earn halal and pure sustenance, and also persuade others to do the same so that we can also attain the excellence of halal.